Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. It's Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving, November 26th. Well, I hope you all had a good weekend here. Of course, I had a little vacation here Thursday from this program, and on Friday, too, but I'm ready to roll here for this week. And tonight, I'm going to be talking about a subject that is of enduring interest to everybody. Not everybody, but to many people. And that, of course, is the Kennedy assassination. Actually, I'm laying the groundwork for some further discussion about the Kennedy assassination that I hope to have on this program very, very soon. I have to say, though, I have a whole envelope full of materials here, folks, about some things that are currently in the news that I'd like to talk to you about with, because, you know, current affairs are very, very important, but I would hasten to add that I don't think we would be where we are today in this country if it were not for the assassination of John F. Kennedy in 1963. Now, there are those who I have heard say, as callers on this program, forget about the Kennedy assassination. 911 is where it's at. Well, we wouldn't have had 911 if John F. Kennedy had not been assassinated in 1963. I can say that with strong affirmation, and I think I can say it with strong evidence to back up that point. But there has been a convergence of events that has led me to bring up this topic of the JFK assassination tonight, and I'd actually been planning to talk about it last week, but I got so distracted by some of the more current events that I did not get around to it. So tonight I am going to be talking about the Kennedy assassination, or at least, as I say, laying the groundwork for some further detailed discussion of it. If the two people whom I would like to have on this program separately will, in fact, come on the program to discuss the subject. We are going to a break momentarily here, folks, but I think it's probably worth noting for all of you I know, and there are many of you out there who are fans of Ron Paul, over this weekend in the Washington Post, they noted in passing that Rudy Giuliani has begun to attack Ron Paul. Now, this is interesting, folks. Rudy Giuliani obviously knows something. Rudy Giuliani knows that the Ron Paul campaign is taking off like wildfire. His handlers, his supporters in the mass media, they have the real polls, the accurate polls, and that's why Rudy is shooting off his mouth and condemning someone who, according to the national polls, is trailing badly. But according to the New Hampshire polls, he's already up to 8%, and that's the public polls that they're releasing, folks. So I think there is something going on here. There is something happening in the heartland, and whether you agree with Ron Paul and all the issues or not, you have to agree this much, that thank God there is someone out there who does appear to be an alternative to the corrupt establishment, and his supporters are making their influence felt. All right. Well, that's our current event for the evening, at least thus far. We are going to the break. When we come back, I'm going to get right into this issue of the JFK assassination.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. And I'm coming to you from Washington, actually right on Capitol Hill, where is located the headquarters of American Free Press, the weekly national newspaper for which I am a periodic contributor. And I know many of you are subscribers to American Free Press, so that's good. Now, there are, I hope, new listeners out there who've just tuned in tonight or who've just been listening to this show for a while. I will preface my remarks about the Kennedy assassination to remind those who don't know it, or to tell those who don't know it, that I am the author of a book on the subject called Final Judgment. It has sold more than 40,000, close to 50,000 copies. I've lost track of how many there are. It's been printed in Arabic, in Japanese. It's been widely distributed in Southeast Asia in English. And it's probably going to be translated into a couple other languages, all things being equal. In any case, the book has sold widely. And while 50,000 copies in English doesn't sound like a lot compared to the novels of Stephen King, when you consider the fact that the average nonfiction book only sells 10,000 copies or less, it's done pretty well. Those of you who don't have the book, I'm sorry to tell you that there's only a handful of copies of the current edition left at my publisher's office, but you can get an e-book version of it by going to amfirstbooks.com, amfirstbooks.com, or actually you can go to a subsidiary website of that, which is michaelcollinspiper.com. Now, I am not here to try to sell the book, but I'm mentioning it for the record. The book has sold well enough. It's out there. You can go on the internet and find things both pro and con about the book, summaries of it that I've written, critical reviews by others. And when I say critical reviews, those critical reviews tend to be very positive critical reviews. In any case, that having been said, my thesis is that the Mossad, Israel's intelligence agency, was behind the JFK assassination. that's not the debate here for tonight. Well, that having been said, let me say this. A couple months ago, I got a phone call from someone who I would say is a supporter, someone certainly a reader of American Free Press, and they said to me, Mike, you know, I think you wrote a good book, and I like all the stuff you do, but I'm here to tell you that your whole thesis has been discredited by a recent newspaper article. And I said, well, what is it? Tell me about it. And the caller then proceeded to tell me that the reason why my thesis was discredited was because John F. Kennedy, according to a newspaper report, was spotted still alive. John F. Kennedy did not die in the limousine in Dallas, Texas, on November 22, 1963. According to this story, he had decided to give up the presidency, and basically what happened in Dallas was that he and others in positions of power had faked his death. And the reason why, apparently, was very, very unclear to me, but apparently Kennedy felt it was best for the country. Now he's living in secrecy on some island somewhere, I believe in Greece. Or anyway, I had heard stories to this effect before, and I said to this caller, well, where did you hear this? And he said, well, it was in one of the newspapers, that supermarket tabloids. Well, I patiently explained to the individual that maybe that was disinformation and propaganda. Now, a lot of you out there are saying, oh, well, those newspaper tabloids, they're full of crazy stuff. Yes, indeed, they are, folks. But you need to remember that all five of those tabloids, although they're ostensibly published by different publishing companies, they are all published by, they are all owned, I should say. Those publishing companies are owned by one gigantic holding company that was set up by a Zionist Jewish banker named Altman, who actually at one point served as an assistant treasury secretary, I believe, in the Clinton administration. And he is a front man for even wealthier behind-the-scenes people whose money he invests. So those tabloids are often used to put out crazy stories mixed with not-so-crazy stories mixed with outright disinformation. So that having been said, I don't really think that the publication of that story in that tabloid really discredits my thesis, because I'm still inclined to think that John F. Kennedy did in fact die in Dallas, and I am inclined to think that the Mossad killed him, despite what the Weekly World News might say about it. Now, of course, my thesis about Mossad involvement does not preclude elements of the CIA or organized crime. Don't get me wrong, folks. Those who've actually read my book know what it says, and most people say that it's a scenario that does make sense. Well, it's all very interesting, folks, because just a couple weeks ago, I got an email from somebody who asked me, he thought apparently I was going to be going to a conference in Dallas, and I told him I wasn't, but he has a new book out about the Kennedy assassination entitled My God, I'm Hit. The author's name is Brian David Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N. And Mr. Anderson asked if American Free Press, my publisher, would be willing to sell his books in Dallas. Well, I hadn't seen Mr. Anderson's book, but, you know, I'm not afraid of competition. I'm very glad to assist anybody else that I can. And I said, sure, make the arrangements. So he made the arrangements, and in fact, the American Free Press table at this conference, I think it was the Freedom Law School conference, they actually sold a couple copies of this gentleman's book. And I will tell you right now, his website, where you can get an e-edition of this book, his address is mygodimhit.com, M-Y-G-O-D-I-M-H-I-T. Now, for those of you who don't know it, My God, I'm Hit is what the driver of the Kennedy limousine thought he heard President Kennedy shout out right after one of the first shots was heard in Dallas on November 22, 1963. Well, there's been some debate as to whether or not President Kennedy could have said that, because some say a bullet had ripped through his throat. Well, again, that's another debate for another time, but That is the title of the book, My God, I'm Hit. And incidentally, in the website address, there is no apostrophe after the I, as it would be rendered grammatically or linguistically correct, whatever. My God, I'm Hit is the title of the book. The author is Brian David Anderson. Well, in any case, I wrote Mr. Anderson after having read his book and told him, I said, well, Mr. Anderson, I don't believe your thesis at all. I said, but I think it's a very interesting and entertaining book. And I went on to tell him that I didn't agree with some of the other material that appeared in the book, which is just kind of appearing out of nowhere, which happens to be what he expresses concerns, what he calls the eighth letter organization and the, I don't know, the 24th letter organization, something like that. That's the 10th and 22nd letter organizations. He apparently, Mr. Anderson, the author of My God, I'm Hit, apparently believes that the 10th and 22nd letter organizations were involved in this, what he calls a fraud in Dallas. The 10th letter organization, the 10th letter begins with J, folks, and he's not talking about the Jews. He's talking about the Jesuits. And the 22nd letter organization, the 22nd letter in the alphabet is the Vatican, V, V as in Vatican. Well, I told the gentleman, Mr. Brian David Anderson, the author of My God, I'm Hit, that I was more concerned about the Talmud and about the hatred expressed toward Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the hatred expressed towards Jesus Christ in the Talmud, than I was about the activities of the Vatican. Because as I would describe myself more or less a nominal Christian, it kind of hurts me to see the kind of things said in the Talmud about Christ that are said and about non-Jews in general. So that was the extent of the email that I sent to Brian David Anderson. Now, bear in mind, of course, I had already helped Mr. Anderson to the extent that I had suggested our book department that they carry his book down there in Dallas, Texas. So I obviously was not trying to suppress Mr. Anderson's book. In fact, if anything, I had more or less helped him out sight unseen. I had even ordered an e-book version of it before I received the autographed copy that he sent up to me in Washington, and I have never been able to access it. I probably lost it on the computer, but needless to say, I lent my support to Mr. Brian David Anderson without even having seen his book. And that, of course, you know, and then our book department took my recommendation and freely put the books on display, but not many copies actually were sold. I think maybe two or three at most. But in any case, I then, after sending that email to Mr. Anderson, I received a most amazing response from him. And I'm going to read his response to you on the air here, because I'm just here to show you and Mr. Anderson that I'm not trying to suppress what he believes to be evidence that the Vatican and the Jesuits were involved in that event in Dallas, which Mr. Anderson says was a fraud. Mr. Anderson says John F. Kennedy was not shot. Well, let's put it this way. John F. Kennedy was not killed in that limousine in Dallas. And when we come back, I'm going to outline Mr. Anderson's thesis as best I can. An emphasis on as best I can. Stay tuned. You'll find this interesting.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, The Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of The Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to The Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, talking about the JFK assassination. And yes, it is relevant. It is news. It directly relates to what's happening in the world today. JFK was trying to stop Israel from building the nuclear bomb, and he failed. And that issue of nuclear weapons is at the root of the war against Iraq and, of course, at the root of the impending war against Iran. So if you don't know anything about JFK and nuclear weapons in Israel, you need to do some research. Well, in any case, the book My God, I'm Hit by Brian David Anderson, which can be accessed at the MyGodI'mHit.com website, basically contends that JFK was elected president in 1960, and upon being elected president, he realized that he didn't really have that much power. But one thing he did do was put U.S. notes in the economy and therefore upset the Federal Reserve System and the secret bankers who are behind it, or not-so-secret bankers as the case may be. In any event, realizing that he was not really president of the United States, JFK essentially decided to abdicate. But he and the rulers of America, the rulers of the world, decided that they would do it by staging a fake assassination in Dallas. And evidently, according to Brian David Anderson in My God, I'm Hit, President Kennedy's wife, Jacqueline, was in on the conspiracy. Not to kill him, obviously, but to make it appear as though he had been gunned down in Dallas. And President Kennedy was fitted with some sort of explosive device under a wig that he was wearing in the limousine. And then, of course, when the shots were fired, there were phony shots, of course, being fired, setting the stage to make it appear as though there was gunfire aimed at the limousine. Well, then, according to Mr. Anderson, we heard President Kennedy shout out, "My God, I'm hit," because the secret forces, the secret power forces, had decided that since JFK had crossed them by issuing Federal Reserve or U.S. notes against the Federal Reserve system, that they would give him just kind of a little going-away warning that you don't cross the big banks. And that's why they actually did fire a real shot into President Kennedy's back, and that's why he shouted out, "My God, I'm hit." In the meantime, apparently another shot did hit Governor Connally, according to Mr. Anderson's book. But then the famous headshot that killed Kennedy was, in fact, according to Mr. Anderson, this explosive device, and then President Kennedy fell down on the seat in the limousine. But his wife, who apparently had been not rehearsed carefully enough, was frightened by that explosion, which made it look like her husband's head had been shot open, and she jumped out on the rear of the car. Well, then, according to Mr. Anderson's book, when the Kennedy limousine went under the underpass in Dallas right after the scene where the shooting had ostensibly taken place, President Kennedy crawled into a secret compartment nursing this shoulder wound, and in that secret compartment was the body of another individual who had been shot or was shot in that secret compartment by somebody else who was also hiding in there. Well, that other person, in conspiracy with President Kennedy, then placed the body of this other individual on the seat, and that was the body that was taken into the hospital. Whereas President Kennedy, nursing the shoulder wound, and this other conspirator were hiding in this secret compartment of the limousine. Well, President Kennedy was then spirited away somehow to, I believe, an island in Greece where he lived out his retirement. It's an Ireland, no, I think near the Baltic Sea. But in any case, it turns out that that body that was hidden in the compartment was most likely the body of the Dallas police officer, J.D. Tippit, who later, they said, was the guy who was shot to death by the accused assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald. Well, that body was fitted with a wax mask to make it look even more like President Kennedy, because according to the book, a lot of people thought Tippit looked like John F. Kennedy, and that his friends called him Mr. President and JFK. Well, evidently, that, according to Mr. Brian David Anderson in My God, I'm Hit, are the basics of how this phony JFK assassination was carried out. Now, I'm only giving you a brief overview of this, folks, but basically in the book then, Mr. Anderson, in his book, My God, I'm Hit, check out the website at mygodimhit.com to get further information on where you can get it. He essentially contends that the Vatican and the Jesuits were really part of this whole New World Order operation that was at least ultimately behind the phony assassination attempt against President Kennedy. So that's my summary of the book. I may not have rendered it absolutely correctly, but I think even Mr. Anderson, if he were here with us tonight or if he were listening, would essentially say that I've captured the essence of it. So basically, I hope I've done that. But we're going to a break here momentarily, and you know, we've got some callers. I'm going to go to them, but when we come back, I want to read to you then the email that I received from Mr. Anderson, which will explain to you, finally, why I have gone to the trouble of talking about his book here tonight, and why I am going to invite him on this program to let him tell you, rather than have me tell you, what his book contends. Because, you go right to the source, and I think that will pretty much put it in perspective. So stay tuned, folks, and we will go to the callers when we come back. Sooner or later, that is. So stay tuned, folks, you patient callers out there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Should mention, before I read this email from Brian David Anderson at mygodimhit.com, I might also mention parenthetically that I heard Professor Jim Fetzer, former host of a program on this network, giving an interview, I can't remember who he was with, I believe it was with Charles Giuliani here on this network, in which Professor Fetzer mentioned that he had never seen come across any evidence in his research of Israeli involvement in the Kennedy assassination. Well, I dropped Professor Fetzer a note by email and reminded him that, in fact, I've come across a lot of Israeli evidence on that. And I've sent Professor Fetzer the latest edition of my book, Final Judgment. He should be getting it probably tomorrow or the day after. And I'm hoping to have him come on the program here so that we can hash it all out and talk about some of these findings that basically confirm everything that he seems to believe, except bringing in the Mossad connections that he had not discovered in his research. So I think that'll be very, very interesting. And I've already gotten communications from a lot of people who are interested in the JFK assassination who have heard about my invitation to Professor Fetzer, and it should be a good discussion. Well, in any case, I was talking before the break, and I'm going to wrap this up here after I read a rather lengthy email that I received from Brian David Anderson after I told him that I wasn't convinced of his thesis, which I outlined to you. Well, he writes, now the application for and the meaning of the word free in the title American Free Press is tested. Will you publish a review similar... Will you publish a review in the American Free Press of my book without the reference to the 10th and 22nd letter organizations? And Talmud, I'm not quite sure what he means, but he says, will you have me as a guest on your radio show? You're publishing a review of My God, I'm Hit, and having me as a guest on your radio show gives meaning and credibility to the word free in the title of American Free Press. Does the word free in the title American Free Press have any meaning if you censor, ignore, or cover up My God, I'm Hit by not publishing a review of the book and not having me as a guest on your radio show? I do encourage you to allow your readers and listeners the opportunity to learn about My God, I'm Hit in the American Free Press and on your radio show so they can decide if your negative opinion of the Talmud, I'm paraphrasing him there, is stronger than the indisputable evidence, truths, and 54 questions posed in my book. Skipping a paragraph, he says, if the 10th and 22nd letter organizations, that is, folks, what he's referring to as the Jesuits in the Vatican, are not the number one bad guys, as you claim, they are at the very least the number two bad guys, and therefore they warrant attention by exposure by American Free Press and your radio show, unless you and the American Free Press are under the control of the number two bad guys. He says... something here, I'm not quite clear as to what he means, but he says he's questioning whether my criticisms of the Talmud are a cover for a secret and covert support and allegiance with letters number 10 and 22. Censoring my book is the highest form of praise and flattery, he writes. Your fear expressed by censoring my book only confirms the truth stated in the book. But then your readers, listeners, and all American citizens lose out big time by not having the opportunity to read my book. Well, I didn't say I was going to censor it, but he seems to think it's already been censored, even though, of course, I made arrangements for American Free Press to sell his book at that conference in Dallas. Figure that one out. Your readers and listeners also lose out big time because they have a gatekeeper blocking the free flow of information. Do you understand that your complete and utter news blackout regarding the investigation and discussion about the 10th and 22nd letter organizations makes you appear to be in the pocket of the organization you claim are not the number one bad guys? Are you capable of being fair and balanced? And then he says, thanks for making the book available at the Dallas conference. Well, folks, I don't want anybody out there to think that just because someone will write an email to me like this to try to force me to prove that American Free Press or RBN or me or this program are not biased, that I will automatically have someone on the program if they write me such what really I found to be a rather offensive email. In other words, suggesting that if I don't have him on this show or if I don't write a review of his book in American Free Press, that therefore I'm covering it up. So, folks, because I thoroughly disagree with this theory that the Vatican was behind the Kennedy assassination, or that this, as he calls it, this number 10 and number 22 letter organizations are the secret cause of world unrest. The secret cause of world unrest is the secret cause of world unrest, and that's the philosophy of the Jewish Talmud, which influences world politics today, in my opinion. Because I thoroughly disagree with his point of view, I am going to let him come on this program, and I'm going to invite him on this program. I'm going to let him explain his whole thesis of the book. I'm going to let him say whatever he wants to say about the Vatican, because I know there's a lot of people who think the Vatican is the bad guy, and that the Jesuits are the bad guy, and that they killed Kennedy and Lincoln and sunk the Titanic, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to let them, let this gentleman at least, talk about it, because that, as far as I'm concerned, will close the subject for all time on this program at least. And you know what? I am going to write a review of the book, short and sweet and to the point, for American Free Press, and I'm going to tell people where they can order this book. So therefore, never again will Greg Szymanski or Brian David Anderson or anybody on the entire face of the planet be able to say that American Free Press and Mike Piper and RBN and God knows who else are puppets of the Vatican or the Jesuits. So I'm going to bring that man on the show. Now, Mark from Idaho has called in. I'm guessing that's Mark Glenn, but not necessarily. Let's let Mark from Idaho come up. Mark?
Mike, just go ahead. Let the cat is out of the bag. Just admit it. When you were up here in Idaho this past summer, you and Talawi and I met with high officials of the Vatican, and they gave us our orders.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is indeed Mark Glenn. It's the only Mark I know in Idaho. Mark, you know, I tell you, I weighed back and forth going into so much detail about this gentleman's book, but, you know, because he wrote this heated email, and because there have been these allegations that American Free Press is part of the Vatican coadjutors, I think the term is, coadjutors for the Vatican and the Jesuits, and that we're covering up on behalf of the Vatican and the Jesuits by focusing our energy on the power of the Jewish lobby here in America, I figured that I might as well, because of this recent convergence of discussion about the JFK assassination with, as I mentioned, with Professor Fetzer, I think I might as well, just as they say, let it all hang out, and I'm going to bring the man on the show.
Well, I wouldn't, but let me rephrase that. I would go ahead and bring him on the show for the same reason that you brought that other nut out in California on, Eric Hupschmidt, where you allowed him the opportunity basically to hang himself. But as far as printing anything in American Free Press and giving him the credibility that is basically associated with the printed word, there, you and I would have a serious disagreement.
Well, you know, I tell you, it's a hard call on that, Mark, because, you know, as I say, I don't want people to think that that they can write me an email and say that if I don't write about or talk about what they believe, that therefore somehow I'm covering it up. Because, you know, the fact is, you know, the bottom line of it is, this is my program.
Mm-hmm.
I control the content on it. American Free Press doesn't control the content on it. And I can also say that John Stadtmiller has never interfered with the content of this program. He's let me say what I have to say. So, you know, it's you know, I'm not here as a spokesman for American Free Press. You know, I contribute basically to American Free Press as you do. I happen to be on the scene a little closer, but being here in Washington and doing a lot of different work for American Free Press behind the scenes, other than for my regular writing for the paper. But under the circumstances here, I'm just here to demonstrate that I like on this issue of the Kennedy assassination, I'm willing to let every voice be heard and let people, dare I say it, reach their own final judgment. And I'm so confident about my theory that I don't have a problem with writing. I'm going to write a critical review of the guy's book. I mean, I'm not going to say I agree with the book, but I'm going to say, hey, if you want to hear everything that's being said, go ahead and buy a copy of the book, and I'm sure if you don't like the book and you want to send it back, the guy will refund your money. I don't know if he has any refund agreements in that area, but I mean, I'm just going to say this is the opportunity for people to do it, and you know, let the chips fall where they may. But I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, Mark. But on the other hand, you know, there are so many people out there who inexplicably believe that the Vatican, that they even say the Vatican is behind the Israeli Mossad. Now, I've never been able to figure the logic out about that. But there are a lot of people who believe it. I don't know why.
You're right, Mike. And the thing is, as you started out your program tonight talking about the fact that there was this story in the Weekly World News announcing the good news, I guess, good news to some, that JFK indeed was still alive and that he had faked his death. You know, there is, for whatever reason, there is a booming industry in this kind of organized and institutionalized insanity. And so You know, the events of the last year and a half with respect to Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hufschmidt and our little friend over at Villanova, if anything should have been learned from this, it is that there are some people who cannot function out in the world of debate on their own two feet, and instead what they have to do is that they have to attach themselves to other people who, dare I say, are more productive out in the field of debate. And they attach themselves to these other more productive people, hoping that they can grab some of that limelight.
Well, that's what this little parasite, this little hookworm Eric Hufschmidt did to Daryl Bradford Smith. I mean, before Daryl was burdened with Eric Hufschmidt, he seemed to be putting some good stuff out there and was doing some broadcasting. And then, you know, Eric got Daryl involved in all sort of internecine battles and conflicts and stirred up trouble between Daryl and I. And so, yeah, I mean, this is essentially, you know, this is what's going on. Now, like I say, now, you know, as far as this Vatican issue is concerned, I will remind people, or I will tell people for the first time ever who don't know it, that in my book, The Judas Goats, I have a whole chapter on Zionist and Freemasonic infiltration of the Vatican, of how Jewish influences inside the Vatican working with Freemasonry have corrupted the modern-day Catholic Church. So, you know, and of course there's a legend out on the Internet that I was raised in an Irish Catholic household. No, I wasn't. My father is of Irish Catholic origin. He hadn't been to church in about 40 years. I was baptized in the United Church of Christ and went to a Methodist Sunday school for years to the extent that I had any religious training. So there was no Roman Catholicism, Roman Catholic, quote unquote, influence on me. And Jim Condit, you know Jim very, very well. Jim is a traditionalist Catholic like you. He's been on this show, and we've talked at length about Jewish and Freemasonic infiltration of the Vatican. So no one can say that I'm just this all-out defender of the Vatican. You know, I mean, that's just a point for the record, you know.
Well, not only that, Mike, but we also have to keep in mind that there are some people. I mean, think for a moment of the gold rush that took place in various periods in our history, where people were greedy for gold and they were willing to go anywhere and do anything in order to get it. And they had a group of people who came across this thing known as fool's gold. And it caused an absolute fever within the gold digging community. Everybody thought that they had struck it rich. And in actuality, this thing that they had found, although it was very close and resembled gold and it was certainly very pretty, very convincing, but nevertheless, it was worthless. And so, at the same time, I think that we have to put these various conspiracy theories in that same context. What we have here are people who have struck it rich on fool's gold, and they're trying to sell this gold to everybody else at a time when our nation needs the real McCoy, so to speak, which is the truth concerning who is really behind what is going on in the world today. And so by the same token, if I could be so bold as to advise my longtime mentor, I wouldn't give these guys too much time, any more than you would set up a table for somebody at a gold booth conference who was peddling fool's gold. If you're going to put them on, or if you're going to give them any kind of attention, then do it in the light of really exposing him and making him out to be the fool that he is.
Well, that opinion is worth a ton of real gold to me, Mark. But I have to tell you, I'm going to invite the gentleman on the show. I'm saying it here publicly. I'm going to do it, despite what I think is your very good advice. And you know, in the past I have made mistakes by ignoring good advice. But I think in this case, I'm just going to have to ignore your good advice, Mark.
Well, I hate to say it, Mike, but I probably am going to love the show, so please ignore my advice, because I'm sure I mean, let's face it, we all need the laugh these days with as depressing as the daily news is. And so, you know, I mean, you and I have spoken many times how much we lament the loss of the troublesome threesome. Is that what we called them? Smith, Huffschmidt, and Boleyn. We had quite a, you know, we got quite a good number of laughs out of that whole thing. So, in fairness, and in my duty as a friend, I have to count you against this. But secretly in my heart, I'm hoping that you'll ignore my advice and have the guy on it.
All right. Mark, thanks a lot for your call.
Take care, Mark.
All right. We're going to a break, ladies and gentlemen. We have a caller up here, Vandy, I think it is, from Illinois. We'll be able to squeeze Vandy in the remaining few minutes here. So stay tuned, and, well, we'll be back in a moment after the break. Listen carefully to the commercials, folks. You're actually going to learn something. Probably find a good product to buy. That helps RBN.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Alright folks, welcome back. This was kind of an introductory program for what I perceive will be several forthcoming programs on the JFK assassination. In any case, we have a couple callers up here, but I guess I can only squeeze in here. I think it's Vandy from Illinois. Vandy, are you there?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Yeah, I called in a weeks ago asking you what your theme song was. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's Classical Gas.
I'm going to have to agree with the previous caller, Mark. Please have him on this show. And the reason why, I remember a debate you had with the other Vatican expert, Zasmansky.
Actually, it was with Eric Phelps on the Szymanski program, yeah.
Yeah, that was very eye-opening. So I think, as we say up here, up in Illinois, take him to the woodshed, Mike. You have a good one.
All right. Well, you know, like I say, I'm not even really going to debate him. I'm just going to let him come on the program. If I'm, you know, there are certain. I'd like to know, for example, aside from all the Vatican issues, I'd like to know what evidence he has that President Kennedy was wearing this, outfitted with this device, and what evidence he has that President Kennedy actually crawled into the trunk through a hidden seat inside the limousine. You know, I mean, I all the things I have in my book, you know, I heard Christopher Boleyn, Eric Hufschmidt's pal, has told people that the Zionists fed me some inside information so that I could rope in people, and that I'm a Zionist agent, and that's why I put out my book on the Kennedy assassination, even though I wrote that book in 1994, like 14 years after I started working for the Spotlight. But in any case, you know, everything that's in my book, I've taken out of previously published books, so there's no inside information there. It's just the material has been reassembled. I'd like to know where Brian David Anderson has the information that there was this hidden compartment in the limousine where President Kennedy and one of his co-conspirators stored the body of Officer Tippit until they dragged it out in the underpass before they got to Parkland Hospital. You know, I'd just like some documentation of that. Those are the kind of questions I'm going to ask, but basically I'm going to let him lay out his thesis and let the chips fall where they may. If people determine the Vatican was in fact responsible, the Vatican and Jesuits did kill America's first Catholic president, then right here on the air on this program, which is accessible on virtually every computer in the entire world, the truth is going to come out. So, you know, we'll let the chips fall where they may. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the story for tonight. We'll be here tomorrow night, and perhaps even with Mr. Anderson himself, if not tonight, sooner than later, I'm sure, because he obviously is eager to get on the air and tell what he knows. And I'd like to hear how he knows some of the things that he knows, putting aside the Vatican itself. Anyway, folks, welcome back to RBN after our hiatus, at least my hiatus. Good to be back. Have a lot of things, so many things to discuss, folks. The world moves on, and thank God for those of us who are able to move on with the world. God willing, I will be here tomorrow night, and so will all of you, plus hopefully a lot of new listeners. Stay tuned now for Rick Adams. With